Hey, this is Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
Yeah, this is the Krillin Tape. Goku!
Save me, Goku!
Save me, Goku! Goku!
Yo, that was way funnier than that should have been.
Jesus, call me Goku!
Oh, man. Listen, if that's not a preview for today's episode, then nothing is. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Shonen Tapes. I am one of your co-hosts, Mr. Kevin, and I am joined by Sean Shonen Pants, the Baldy.
Was good. Yo, I'm extra bald, man. Just like shaved and everything.
He got that joint shaved. He got, you know what?
He's shining.
Sean was so excited for this Krillin episode. Y'all can't see it because we ain't on video right now. Sean was so excited for this episode. He made sure to shave his head bald, and he even painted the six little dots on his head. True story.
Yo man, we talking about a fellow baldy, man. I had to, represent, you feel me?
You bought them baldies, right?
Yeah, we bout that. Yo, people will know how bald I am, too, if they're on Patreon, because we about to drop an episode with video. Boom.
Yeah. You know what, too? So we are, I guess we're not sure if we're going to keep the videos Patreon only, or if we are going to eventually expand and do the mainstream on videos as well, too, and make them out on YouTube. But, yeah, we did our first recorded video. I was really, like, I don't know. I was really, like, not nervous, but I was, like, really uncomfortable for like the first half, and then I kind of like felt it out a little bit. And it felt a lot better towards the end. But you know, I'm editing it right now, and it turned out pretty good. So, if any of y'all want a sneak peek of what that looks like, I think you get a preview for a few minutes for free. So we'll keep you updated on that. But yeah, that's within our Patreon. Other than that, Okay. Come join the Discord, guys. Come yap with us. We yapping all day, every day, having arguments. We had a topic the other day of who would win in a fight between Luffy and Blastoise that Sean proposed. I thought it was great because, you know, if Blastoise used his surf, my man drowning, bro.
Luffy's losing, like, for sure. For sure.
Can you imagine Blastoise bodying Luffy? Like legit murking him?
He would. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not even an argument.
No, that's right. That's right. Because that's how we voted. That's how we voted. Anyways, that's enough of that. Sean, is there anything you want to, like, riff about before we jump into the episode?
I mean, I'm glad myself and another one of our boys that watches anime have been bullying Kevin. Because Kevin likes to binge. And we're just like, dog, you just got to watch the new season of Jujutsu Kaisen. And I think I finally convinced you. I think after, right? I convinced you to start, right?
Fine. I'll start.
Okay, I'll start. Okay. I just convinced him to start. But bro, when I tell, because I need, dog, I'm keeping in all these secrets right now that are happening. And it's like hurting me inside.
Is it blowing your mind, huh?
It's hurting me not to text you and be like, yo, man, this so-and-so happened. Listen, because, bro, I tell you, say what?
I said, I got you, big dog. We gonna, right, we gonna watch these. Oh, okay. What if we did a watch party? Would y'all be interested in a watch party where we watch the new one live, right? The newest ones? That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun. I mean, let's hope they make new episodes.
Yeah, that's a good point. I love how you opened up today's episode, Sean.
He says, save me, Goku! Goku! Save me, Goku! No!
All right. The Krillin idea, the Krillin tape was my idea, guys. I'm gonna be real with you. And let me tell you why. This man was like the most solid number two for so long. He was Goku's right-hand man. He was like, I guess you could say Bulma was the number two of Dragon Ball for a long time, and that's accurate to say. But I guess from a fighting perspective, Krillin was the number two.
Yeah,
maybe they were like 2A and 2B or something. But it's kind of crazy that Krillin has been completely replaced. And when you think of like the main cast of Dragon Ball characters, you don't really think of Krillin. He's been very much reduced to like a side character. And that doesn't really happen too often in shows, right? Like, how often is like the solid number two just the number eight character now? Like the number, like what number character would you say Krillin is of like most important Dragon Ball characters? I would make the argument that he's not even top five anymore. He's like,
he's definitely like,
is he top 10 still? Like,
he's definitely like nine or eight. You know what I'm saying? I think eight was accurate.
That's crazy to think about, bro. He was that guy for so long, and now he's just save me Goku. That's a pretty good Krillin, John. I love that for you. So we're tackling today's episode, and we're thinking, how could we have fixed this, right? How could we improve this? How could we make Krillin come back to grace? Sean, do you have any, I guess first off, what's your current impression of Krillin right now? Like what do you think of the current Krillin?
I mean, I don't have an impression because he's like not even, he doesn't even affect the story at all. You know what I'm saying?
I do, yeah. He's so like,
but like my impression, because I actually really liked Krillin. I remember when I, of course, like most Americans, they watched Dragon Ball Z at first, but then you watch Dragon Ball as a kid, and I really liked Krillin. He was funny. He was smart. He was kind of conniving a little bit, and he was good at fighting, and he was Goku's butt, you know? And then, like, I feel like they kind of just like that like friendship, because like that was a good friendship. And I don't think they have like that buddy friendship anymore in Dragon Ball anymore, because like him and Goku and Vegeta are kind of like frenemies, but like buds at the same time.
No, they're definitely not frenemies anymore, Sean. Those two are, those
I mean, three. They're friends. Yeah, like they're friends and like they're cool, but they still like talk trash to each other and they're not like friendly. You know what I'm saying?
So I know, but not that, like, I wouldn't consider that a frenemy though. Like,
it's not a frenemy. That's all I'm trying to say. But like, you know, like that buddy magic where you just like, yo, those are friends. You know what I'm saying? And that used to be Krillin and Goku. And it's not the same with Vegeta and Goku. It's still tight. They're like their relationship. But it's not like they're not. I don't want to call them buddy cops, but like Krillin and Goku were like buddy cops. Like, you know what I'm saying? They played off of each other. Goku was kind of like the aloof guy, and then Krillin was like the smart.
They're so far removed.
They're so far removed now, and it's like, it's weird.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that like Krillin ever kept up and competed with Goku in anything, and he's just been so left in the dust. My honest take on Krillin is like his simpiness has kind of annoyed me sometimes. Like, I don't know if you remember that there were some episodes back in the day with like his girlfriend Marin. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember Marin. Those episodes are funny.
Yo, and he named his daughter after his ex. Has that been talked about?
It hasn't been talked about, but like, yeah, I feel like Akira Toriyama just be forgetting his storylines, dog, and they're not even that interesting. They're not like
Krillin was. Dog. A super simp. Like, he was diving to the depths of the ocean to get her like pearls and stuff, and like just trying his hardest, and she just bounced on him ASAP. That was like a 3-episode, 4-episode thing too. That was it. It was,
yeah, I mean, Marin was definitely in remember the Garlic Jr. saga. She was like, she was in that, which I like the Garlic Jr. saga. I'm pro Garlic Jr.
It was great. It was a well done saga. I guess Krillin for me, like, I don't dislike him, to be honest. I do like Krillin. One thing that's bugged me about him is like how unintimidating he is. And Yamcha is like already the butt of their jokes. He's already the unintimidating one. So why do you also have Krillin be unintimidating? Like, why is he so short and non-aggressive and you know what I'm saying? Like,
because, okay, like, I feel like Krillin is a legacy character from Dragon Ball, and Dragon Ball was like a gag, you know, anime until the King Piccolo saga and everything like that. So I feel like they can't really make him that intimidating in Dragon Ball Z, when everyone in Dragon Ball Z, like all the new characters, all the new villains, they're super intimidating, and Krillin's just like a little shrimp, you know? Like, the only way you can make him more intimidating is you make him powerful. And like, I feel like it would mess up the story a little bit if you make him too powerful. But I got some ideas on how you can, you know, make them.
Ooh, Sean's cooking something. Yo, y'all hey, can't do this because we're not on video, but Sean just stuck his index pointer in the air and said, I got something cooking. My man wagged his finger at us.
Hey, yo, you
were wagging territory now.
When Mr. Shonen Pants wags his finger, some issues about to go down.
About to be down. I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that, big dog. Okay. I will say in Super, specifically the tournament arc, they like really helped fix, like, not they didn't totally fix his character, but I liked how they picked 10 characters and then they gave most of the side characters like in their own episode to show why they like deserved a spot. So with Roshi, they did the whole, hey, I'm going to train to not be overcome by my tendencies to just be like a perv, right? Like that, he had a whole episode dedicated to that. And then Krillin, it showed how he's like, yeah, okay, well, I'm not the strongest, but I am one of the smartest. And then he kind of bodied Gohan, right? Like they had a thing and he legit beat Gohan.
Because he's smart. And I think, okay, sorry. Keep going.
No, go ahead. You think what? No, I want to hear it. Go ahead.
I think that, because they always talk about how like Krillin's smart and everything, but they never like explore it until like those, you know, someone's super, you know what I'm saying? And I think a way to make his character more interesting is to kind of make him like Shikamaru and how like he plans the battle sometimes. He's like, you know,
that is a great idea.
Goku goes to him to like for battle plans when things get crazy, you know, and then make it so like sometimes like the villain will figure out that Krillin's like the mastermind, and then they're like, we gotta take this guy out.
I guess, or I'm I gonna guess lose. That's the thing, because it never seems like Krillin was anywhere close to Shikamaru level. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good job. Yeah, but like they talk about him like he's Shikamaru's level. You know what I'm saying?
Whenever
people talk, like I feel like in Dragon Ball Z, they talked about how Krillin was so smart and everything like that. Like Vegeta would like be like, what are you? Why do you have, we have you here? And then like Piccolo would be like, oh, cause he's smart. I might've made that up in my head, but I feel like that was something that happened in Dragon Ball Z.
I'm going to be honest with you, Sean. You completely made that up and I don't believe you. There's a chance that you're telling the truth, but I feel like you just make headcanon and you just make stuff true in your head. And I don't know if this is one of those times where if it really was an offhanded comment or if this is just something where Sean's like, you know what? Krillin's Shikamaru.
No. All I'm saying is they should treat him like Shikamaru.
Oh, for sure. They don't. They don't at all. He's still like, what do we do, Goku? I'm short.
Goku!
I'm short and bald, Goku!
What about you? Do you have any ideas on how to like improve him before I go on?
So one of the coolest parts about early Dragon Ball Z, in my opinion, was the Destructo Disc. I loved the Destructo Disc so much. I think that they should have kept expanding on Krillin's like craftiness to make crazy strong abilities. Because mm-hmm. the Destructo Disc was strong enough to like mess Vegeta up and mess plenty of other villains up. And it was like so special. But instead they made it so that like everybody had a special like thing. You know, Krillin had the Destructo Disc, Piccolo had the special beam cannon. I guess Yamcha had the Wolfang Fist, which it isn't really that special, but they should have really expanded and made Krillin just like the versatile type. I almost would rather see him in that role than the Shikamaru role. It'd be nice to see him in the Shikamaru role, but he's too goofy and it doesn't make much sense. Because I almost think he's not as dumb as Goku. He's definitely like way smarter than Goku, but he's definitely as clueless sometimes. Like he has those clueless moments, like very clearly.
He's clueless, but I think that they should to make him interesting throughout the series, so he's not being like shafted to, you know, eighth character. I feel like they need to upplay his smarts and everything like that and be like, okay, that's why Goku keeps him around, because Goku's dumb, you know?
Yeah.
Or not, I like mean, that, Krillin, but you know, yeah.
Unfortunately, Krillin looked smart by association. It was like, Goku's so dumb that Krillin looks smart, but really, like, I do think Krillin's just average, right?
You think? I think Krillin is smart. I just think Dragon Ball Z is just, and you know, Dragon Ball in general, just, they're not good at showing... they're not good at making some of their characters more like a robust character development, for lack of better words, you know? Like they're able to show like you know, Vegeta, Goku, Gohan, maybe even like they're able to like show details in their character, but everyone else is kind of flat. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like they tell us that Krillin is smart, but then show us, you know what I'm saying? Like, I agree with you. Like, he does, they, for what they show us, he's not that smart, but they tell us he's smart. You know what I'm saying? So show us.
I think an issue for that too, is pretty much the writing of Dragon Ball, unfortunately. You know what I mean?
Dog, it's so hard to keep it in the top five, dude. It's so hard. Because I think about it and I'm like, son, I'll have it in my top five and then I'll watch an anime. I'm like, dog, why is Dragon Ball Z in my top five? I have no idea to this day.
It's unfortunate because some of the stuff that I value so much is not present in Dragon Ball, like writing and like long-term storytelling and fleshed out characters.
Mm-hmm.
But the anime is still so good. And not just the fights and the power-ups and the way it makes you feel. So like where it lacks in some places, it really does shine in other places, like a lot. It really does. It's just very difficult to make a case for it to like belong up there. Like it does belong up there, but you're seeing it right now. Like what's the difference from a personality perspective at this point from Tien and Krillin? Like Tien's a little more serious, Krillin's a little more goofy and family oriented. But like besides that, like what do we know about them? Right? They're so
zero, dog. And we've been with these characters like 30 for years. You know, 30+ years.
Literally, we know like 30. Like, yeah, 30 years. You look at other shows like Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man, and you know, like there's such vast differences in people's personalities within less than a season of the show. But then you look at Dragon Ball and it's like, oh, Goku, save me!
Goku, save me! Whoa, Goku, save me! Goku! 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 Goku!
But kind of sticking to the subject a little more, I really do like firmly think that just giving Krillin special abilities and like the ability to, because he already showed he's smart, right? He showed that he's able to mm-hmm. outsmart Gohan. And Gohan is, you know, solidified as the smartest one, right? They literally said that. I think Vegeta made a comment about Gohan being the smartest one, right? Is that what you were saying earlier?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were saying Vegeta said Krillin was smart. I'm like, he definitely didn't say that, but he did say Gohan was smart.
Oh, no, I did say that. It was either Vegeta or Piccolo pointed out that
Vegeta did make a comment, and then also Frieza also acknowledged Gohan's smartness, because when he went to attack him and do the whole fake thing in the Universal Tournament of Power, he banked on Gohan being smart enough to notice that Frieza was faking his punches and pulling back a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you got acknowledgement by Goku, Frieza, and Vegeta that Gohan is the smart one. But you saw Krillin outsmart Gohan. So he definitely has it within him. But why not take that and just make more interesting stuff? There was also the Solo Flare thing he did too, and that's kind of like what I'm talking about. Didn't he do like the Solo Flare times like 100 or something crazy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Krillin, right?
Yeah. And then
think about how dope that is. He made the Solar Flare so strong that even when you close your eyes, it still blinds you. And it was so good that Goku stole that move from him inside of the Tournament of Power as well, too. So I'm like, man, they're so close to having something with Krillin. They just need to give him, like, three more cool moves. And I don't mean, like, Gotenks moves. I don't mean, like, whoa, Super Donut Explosion Flash! Like, you see, like, little bald ghost Krillins running around and exploding. Nothing like that. But really cool creative stuff like the Destructo Disc and the Solar Flare times 100.
Yeah. And then I also think with the Destructo Disc, I feel like they should plant that, like the way that Goku used it in the Frieza saga to pretty much like defeat Frieza at the end. I feel like they should use more of Krillin's moves more often to defeat the bad guy to show, be like, oh, they use Krillin's move to win. Oh. You know what I'm saying? To also. And it's because like Krillin doesn't have to be the strongest, but he has certain moves that like if they use it, they'll win, you know, because like there's like if, for example, like Vegeta's in a fight and he's like, oh, I remember that Baldi used this. And then he uses one of his moves and then they win. It just makes him like a special guy to be around.
You're so close. And I love where you're going and you get credit for this. They should make Krillin be the go-to guy for how to defeat certain characters. So instead of Vegeta being like, ha ha ha, Bald, the Bald One used this, instead just go up to him and be like, what do you got for me, Baldy? And then Krillin being like, well, okay, like, well, you like using your ego, like alter ego, well, what if you did this, right? And just give him some like sick yeah. move that he can pull out that he used, right? So then Piccolo uh-huh. could go to him, Gohan could go to him, and he could use people's different specialties to come up with moves for them. That would give him the sickest niche in the show.
That would be that, dude. If they did that, I feel like Krillin would be talked about as one of the most clutchest characters in anime. You know what I'm saying? Easily. Like, if he was a part of some of the wins, the big wins in Dragon Ball Z because of his intellect, like, that would be, like, solid. You know?
Easily. Like, absolutely easily. Like, he would become a lot of people's favorite characters, to be honest. Like, I don't know a single person that would say unironically that Krillin is their favorite character. I'm sure some of you all out there exist, but there aren't that many of you, right? But imagine that was like the niche he settled into, bruh.
Dog, every time we talk about Dragon Ball Z and what they should do, I'm just like, dog, like they need to hire us as like consultants or writers or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'll add this to the short stories list. I'm just letting you know.
Bruh. Like money right there, money. I also think, and this is another thing that I think that if they did with Krillin, is remember in Dragon Ball in the beginning, he was kind of like using Goku and like he was like manipulative and things like that. And like he was smart, but he was a conniving. I feel like they should do that with Krillin to the point where sometimes if the villain is winning, Krillin almost works with the bad guy, and then at the end maybe he like does a double turn and then helps them defeat the bad guy because he's like, I think he's almost like a double agent for Krillin. At some point
I could never imagine that, because he's somebody that has never even come close to showing that he's got like a mean side to him.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying like he did in Dragon Ball though, remember, if you remember in the earlier Dragon Ball, like when Goku, when
yeah, but he's so removed from that. He was like a kid in Dragon Ball. I mean, like now, like since he's been an adult, he's been super duper like, I'm going to do the right thing. I guess he is a little ruthless because he was trying to kill Vegeta.
Yeah. But I'm saying if he maintained that, like if he maintained that, you know, slyness from Dragon Ball, that could be interesting. That could be an interesting way to tell a story. I'm not saying it would work better than what they're, I mean, it probably would work better for what they're doing. Cause they're not doing anything with Krillin.
Dog.
But I'm just saying like if they did that, that'd be kind of interesting. Listen, I'm not saying it'd be good. It'd just be interesting.
Sean, we could both take a turd and use a stick and write Krillin with it and throw it at the writers, and it would be better than what they're doing with Krillin. Right? Low key, tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong, bro. You're not wrong. It's like it's not good. The writing for Krillin is not good. But I mean, the writing for like most of the characters in Dragon Ball is not good. Like the writing for Goku is good. The writing for Gohan has been good at times. The writing for Trunks has been good, you know, when it's about Trunks. The Vegeta writing is like peak, but like everyone else is like, you get the short end of the stick, you know what I'm saying?
It's so weird. It's so weird how they do that. Every time we do these improvement tapes, though, I'm, like, in love with the ideas that we put together. Like, truly. I really, really like this whole thing that we put together. I'm a big fan of Krillin being, like, a move specialist, you know? That
right? He's just, like that's the, he's that's like the so guy.
Money. That's so money.
I love the idea of him being so much of that guy that gives him like the special moves that Vegeta's like, give me something, Baldy.
Baldy. You bald rodent, Kakarot.
Kakarot. The bald rodent? Where's the bald one?
Warrior. Anyways, what else you got? What, how else could we? Okay, what if he wished he was 3 feet taller? From Shenron. What do you think that would do to his character?
I don't completely love that idea.
I don't either. I can't picture it anymore.
I can't picture it, but I feel like if Krillin wished for something, it would be something. I don't know why I'm stuck on this idea of like Krillin wished made a wish, it would be like not that, it would be not that great of a wish for like everyone else. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I'm stuck on that, because he's like, everything in Dragon Ball showed that he's like loyal. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. No, so, I know. What if he wished he was 8 feet tall? Could you imagine like a freakishly tall Krillin?
What if Krillin's power was to get really big sometimes?
Dude, what? Yeah, somehow. It sucks that he's just a human and like they can't be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Because Tien, I don't know if he's like technically, I technically don't think he's like really a human. So they could do something like that with him. Same with Piccolo. But Krillin's stuck being a human, so he can't be like, oh, he unlocked his human potential to do XYZ, unless they introduce some brand new, like, mechanic to Dragon Ball, but that would be crazy. I don't think that would be.
Is that confirmed that Tien's not a human?
Yeah, I mean, I think we went over this, right? He's part of some weird, like, tribe. I mean, dog, he has 3 eyes, and he can grow 4 arms. Like, he's definitely not human.
That's true. Dog, I'm mad, son. They gotta do some explaining for some of these characters, dog. Like, are people just making that up? Like, or...
yeah, they do.
What? Like, all right,
I don't get it. they're doing our boy dirty.
You know what I'm saying? I think Krillin should go to the dark side, son. I know that's like a, you know, a thing that we always go, like a well we always, you know, reach into. But I think it would be interesting.
This is gonna be the one time where I think I disagree with that take, because usually that's like our go-to, Sean. How can we improve this character? Make them evil. Make them kill their mom. Like, we're always just so dark for no reason. But I think this is the one.
Make them eat their children.
So I'm just like, the sickest thing for no reason. This is the one time I think it doesn't make sense, bro. I can't see. It's inconceivable for me to see Krillin ever going evil. Like, I can't do it. He's like one of the few characters I can't see.
I think it makes sense if they play up that he's a coward. Like, sometimes they like show that he's like scared, gets scared easily. If they play that up, but then also still play up that he's smart, then he's gonna be like, oh, we're about to lose, and then he switches sides, and then the other,
you know, what villains they could do?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, and I like where it's going. So they can make it like he's a coward, and okay. I know you guys probably hate how often we bring up the show, but in Vampire Diaries, there's this character, Alaric Saltzman, and he is like a human for the majority of the show, and his whole thing, and there's also this other character, his name is Matt. He's definitely like a human as well, too, and their whole thing is, you know, these vampires took our jobs, you know, like these vampires are putting us in danger. These vampires, like, so they're, and so even though they have vampire friends, they're very much like, I'm going to protect my own from you. And like, evil follows you because you're powerful. That's like their whole idea. So from what you're saying, like, what if they included a storyline where Krillin could get rid of like the Saiyans or something like that, or get rid of like powerful beings to not attract power, and him being like, sorry, Goku, like, I gotta protect my family, and like, just thinking like as he's holding Marin or something, and like looking at 18. I don't know, but I don't know how much that would make sense. But did you like that impression?
What if there's like a villain, he's like, I'm the Saiyan killer, and then like, you know, he starts talking, and then like Krillin's like, yeah, like, these Saiyans are ruining my life for years. I love
Sorry, Goku. I had to do it. Goku. That's funny. Man, that poor voice actor, bro. He always just like one character, Krillin, he doesn't have a nose. Usopp has the nose the size of Krillin. Like, my man just is just so, like, he has to think so much about like his nostril when he talks. When he's voice acting, yeah, all right, this character has like a 2-meter nose. Okay, this one doesn't have one now. Like, that's right. Funny. Now, you know what? I like where we went with this. Obviously, my favorite one is the niche one, and I also like that. Like, what if his power was like to grow 8 feet tall somehow? If they could somehow make that make sense, I would be about it, because it would be very ironic, and it would be really cool to see.
I think it would be very interesting because, like, the smallest character can grow the biggest somehow, and then, like, you know, that'd be tight.
Yo, hook my man up, make it happen. Maybe he gets infected somehow, by an alien or a bad guy gives him this power, one for some reason to try to get him to turn on his friends. I don't know, but that would be, the more I think about it, the more I like it. That'd be cool.
I think it would be cool too.
Hire us, Akira.
Dog, Akira. You know, I feel like Akira Toriyama should listen to the Shonen Tapes. Someone that knows Akira Toriyama, send him our Linktree. You know, link. You know what I'm saying? I think he would like it.
Oh, facts. And you know who apparently does listen to us?
Who?
Dextero. We got shout out Dextero, bro. They voted us, or they picked us. It wasn't even a vote. It was just a straight pick. They dictated it. We're one of the 5 best anime podcasts, according to them. Let's go. I always find it funny when publications give us shouts like that and don't tag us or let us know like at all. They're just like, they just do it.
It's okay. I don't think we're big enough to complain about it yet. I'm just like, oh, whatever.
But sometimes I'd be finding out like months later and I'm like, oh, this would have been cool to know back then. I guess we've got to just start Googling ourselves like every other day. Like, all right. Any mention of us? Listen, tapeworms. We're at the end of the episode. There's one thing that you should take away from this, aside from our wonderful Dragon Ball improvements, is that we are trying to grow the Shonen Tapes. So whether you've been a long-time listener and you want to come yap with us on a Discord, check out the Patreon, the best thing that you could do for us is actually spread this to any like anime groups that you might be in. Maybe if you're in like Facebook groups or like you follow a lot of people on like X, Twitter, whatever, Threads. You know, just throw us out there. You know, we appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. But most of all, we hope you guys are kind of enjoying these episodes. If you have any comments, suggestions, definitely let us know. With that being said, Sean, any parting words for the tapeworms?
Come on, Gohan. Goku's coming. Goku!
Good night.